I had an exclusive interview with Rain Dakota Prescott. You may know him as Dak Prescott.
Oh, okay, that guy.
The official quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And this was risky. We're out on the practice field, and no one really approaches Dak because he has a separate time where he will address the media, and it's a little more formal. And yeah. So it's a slight breach of protocol to go up to Dak and ask him a question.
Danger!
Major.
It's danger. Mystical has it right.
It was dangerous, but I did it. And I asked something that I thought would be ingratiating to him at first.
Okay.
So then I could hit him with something a little more serious afterwards.
Okay.
It doesn't last long. I'm just warning you. This doesn't last long. Here's my exclusive interview with Rain Dakota Prescott.
We gotta go, guys.
Dak, one Mississippi question.
Oh, I'm on the media today, brother.
Okay, I was just gonna ask. Last time you've been to Mississippi?
Just this spring. Went to a baseball game. Yeah, I took my daughter and my girl.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. I didn't know if you ever made it back there.
Oh yeah, hey, I go back once a year. Obviously, mostly in the spring. I've only made it to one game. 2 years ago, I think Memphis opener, and it rained out, so I didn't even stay the whole game.
And what's the deal with Jerry not signing you? Has that been weird, or? I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm just. All right, man. Take care.
Oh.
So there you go.
God, so, you.
Wow.
So exclusive.
My God.
Oh, legend. My.
Jeez, dude.
Number one. That you're is... trying to get us all kicked out of camp.
He wasn't mad.
Even he told you, on his hey, face. It's not my media day. He's Dak Prescott.
He knew I was just kidding around. We were having
fun.
Doesn't
do sideline interviews.
That's one of the most awkward things I've ever heard.
It was fine. It wasn't that big a deal.
You know, I'm not trying to piss you off. But
I didn't have that much attitude.
Get over it, dude.
We were smiling and laughing.
Everything
and
was going so
back.
Smoothly.
Nothing went wrong there.
Why did you decide to take that hard left?
It wasn't a hard left. We were, you know how a conversation goes. It kind of leads itself, you know? One thing leads to another.
With you, it usually goes sideways.
Very casual.
Why are you thinking important?
All right, you're playing Little Red Riding Hood here, but can you tell us seriously what his reaction was?
He was fine.
What did he do?
I don't know if I believe you.
Huh?
What did he do? Because he didn't say anything.
Silence doesn't sound fine.
Did he signal for security?
No.
Did he laugh?
I only made it to one game. 2 years ago, I think, Memphis opener, and it rained out, so I didn't even stay the whole game.
And what's the deal with Jerry not signing you? Has that been weird, or?
Has that been
weird?
I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm just...
Oh.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, man. So what did he do?
Super cash. This is just totally super cash.
All right, man. Everybody.
He just smiled and like, you know, slapped me on the shoulder and then walks off.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool.
Why didn't you stay on the Mississippi theme and tell him your daddy played for Mississippi State?
Oh, my God.
Because I forgot that. I forgot about that. I forgot I had Mississippi ties.
You could just see everything loosening up. It was great. I don't do media today, man. Yeah. Oh, Mississippi. Oh, yeah. Let's go. It's
talking about a rain out against Memphis.
Yeah.
Wish
we're
you could
the
have
best
seen more.
Of friends. We are the best of friends.
Was that weird?
All right. Today, have Samuel talk to Dak. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he likes little kids.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get an autograph for him.
I'm not sure if Dak even heard me when I asked that. To be quite honest, we were moving away from each other, and it was, you know.
All right, make yourself feel better, but that was really awkward.
He didn't even hear the question. You know, we're fine.
I'm going to start using. I'm not trying to piss you off or anything. Around in my everyday life with the wife and everything. I was going to, right when I ask a really bad, I'm not trying to piss you off or anything.
He was very nice and very pleasant, and he answered the question. The first one. He answered the first one.
Yeah, not really the
very
second
well.
One.
I don't, he didn't hear the second one.
Is that weird?
That's what I'm thinking. Huh? Well,
how about Jerry not extending? Is that weird?
I mean, is it? I mean, like something? I don't know. I don't know.
I think my life is worse after hearing
that. It's better. Yeah. It's totally better.
Even when you replayed it before you got to the question, to a man. Everyone put their hands on their head. Even knew it. No one knew was coming. And everyone was still so uncomfortable and embarrassed.
I'm now waiting for the email or text from the Cowboys PR people. I'm now waiting for the email or text from the Cowboys PR people.
Dak didn't even hear me. We were moved away from each other at that point. He didn't even hear it. We're fine. So we do need... Yeah, what if he had just yelled that at me and started running away from me? So now we need to also update, and I'm glad you guys are here for this, because Craig has to update us on the contest that's going on. You know, there's a big athletic competition going on between George and myself.
It's really not much of a contest.
And we've had an awful morning.
I know.
An absolutely awful morning.
And it is funny that Junior did mention that you guys basically have an excuse for everything. You guys are trying to play Little Miss Red Riding Hood.
We are kind of like Luca after a call. What?
I didn't do it. So the competition is we're trying to not speak in drops that are older than 10 years, that have been around for 10 years or more. Mm-hmm. So we have a cutoff date, which is whatever it is. August 1st or August 2nd? Where are we?
August 1st
of 2014. Mm-hmm. And we've had a few violations. I think George has had more than I've had. But Craig is the scorekeeper, so give us the update.
Yeah, right now it's Gordon with 19 violations.
You had like 14 when I was listening this morning.
Yeah, and George has 10 violations. Just this morning, Gordon's had 5 and George has had 3.
Jeez. Okay, tell us the ones that we've each had.
Okay. George's violations are having a great time.
Which is an old elf drop from year one of
the
ticket.
I'll accept that one.
Bob, obviously.
I'll accept that one.
He laughed like Deion Sanders.
I did. I called that one on myself.
He did said Yabub.
Which is an imitation of Craig,
Craig
Way
drop.
That even predates the ticket.
Jeez.
He said, or something.
Which is generic youth minister.
He said, balls hanging down.
That's Greg O.
Goaded into that one by Gordo.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Which was Hillary from 17 years ago.
I thought it was 2016 campaign.
And this morning, the late great... Which
is Deion
Sanders.
This is my protest. I said that before Deion Sanders said it about it.
No.
Still
that's,
alive.
That's
Gil
what,
Brandt.
No. That's what every guy in jail says right now. They all say that they did before Deion Sanders.
He called Gordon Little Red Riding Hood, and he said it's still real to me.
Yep. Which
those
is
were
the wrestler guy.
Gordon this week.
Listen to
I don't think
I've had any, to be quite honest.
Has said brother, like Grego, that Grego drop. Off-air drop going to the 5A state championship game.
That one shouldn't count because no one even...
It was 28 years
other
ago.
People on our team, our ticket team, don't even know that one.
Yeah, pretty good little.
Yep.
The Jim Rome great drop.
Great.
You thanked the crew like... Mike thanked Aretha and Stevie and Aretha. You said thanks to our crew, Daddy and Tyler and Daddy. You did the John McKay, we'll see how it goes, talking to Pete Delkus. You did, you know what? You did have a double. You actually have 21. You did pretty good little twice. And the one we expunged.
I don't think so.
Yep.
The one
we expunged
was the car talk after the John McKay drop. So that's taken off your record. So you're officially at 21. You did Ho Mo, the Grego drop.
What is that? I don't even remember that happening.
You did Van Chu. Good morning, everyone.
I did not.
You said, isn't it fun to laugh a little bit, the Norm drop?
That was a serious question. I was asking you guys seriously
if
that was fun or not.
You did A.J. Clemente fun time for the disabled?
That came up naturally in conversation. That is a common quote. It wasn't just A.J. Clemente that said that.
That is not a common quote. You, like George, had a bob, obviously. You did a meet so great.
I believe it was so...
The SNL drop, we're all black friends. You did the start of the Mickey Mantle song, Ballpark.
Yep.
And this morning, you did Fran Tarkenton, Witch. You did the...
I need some explanation on that one.
Brenda Teal, interview with
Arsha. We had to go to replay for that one.
I heard it, and it was so
spot on. No, it wasn't. wasn't. I said it completely differently than she did.
What's her name? Marcia.
Marcia Cross. Cross. I think it's Marcia. I don't even know. I mean, that's so unfamiliar to me. Can we listen to those two to see if they actually are close?
Sure. If you have that ready, Tyler, what he did this morning.
Clear violation.
Let's hear her first.
Can we hear her first and then whether or not I sound anything like that? Because I don't think I had the same cadence or anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to give me a second. Sorry.
Okay.
So that's her.
Let us know. I'll keep going down.
When she was talking with Brenda Teal on Channel 8.
Off air drop. You did the I enjoy. Fill in the blank.
Okay. No one knows that one either, except the three of us.
We know it.
We do.
So that's all that matters.
All the time.
You did the Gaylord Perry friend. For my friend. And you did pretty good little.
Right on the party touch chain, together and playing a little Red Riding.
What? What was that?
That was me saying, little Red Riding.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. All right, yeah, so do we have the cross comparison? Boy, it's hard to execute these things. All right. Well, let's
21 to 10.
We will now.
Just know you have 21 violations.
And both of you have been on a roll this morning. What's going on? Is it fatigue from the week?
Yeah. When you get tired, you go back to muscle memory.
True.
We have built up a lot of muscle memory in that.
He was doing kind of a norm thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a, we have, Bill.
Yes, that was a violation.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It's gray
You're
enough.
Not allowing me to talk.
You know it. You can see it in your face and you know what you did.
I'm going to give you that one because
it was gray enough.
But I go
it's
back.
It's not gray.
Shut up, Luca.
A P1 messaged us the other about an hour ago saying, I'm enjoying all the verbal check swings by George and Gordon, who hold up at the last second on these.
And then everyone points at the third base umpire.
Safe. He's good. He didn't go around.
That should be a violation. I can't believe you just gave him that one.
We have Marcia Clark if you're ready.
No.
Oh. Okay, so listen to Marcia Clark, then listen to me.
All right, look. Okay, we got it.
And we realized, yes. Mm-hmm.
Listen to Marcia Clark and then listen to me. Marcia Clark.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we realized, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's completely different. Yeah. That is completely different.
It's the exact same thing.
It's identical.
100%
match. I don't hear it. I don't hear it.
Throw him out of the game.
Just like you're looking for the license plate on the sign and the car is right there in front of
it. I'm being besmirched. Anyway, so what do you guys think about football?
Wait a minute.
Okay, great.
That's
besmirched is not a drop.
Phil Hendry.
It is?
No, it isn't.
I'm being besmirched.
I don't think that came
from
Phil Hendry.
You're onto something, but I don't.
Was that ever
I think
a drop?
It's gray like okay. your one was gray. Donnie, Matt, isn't it funny that at dinner on Sunday, Donnie, you witnessed this, they thought they could go the whole week without one.
One, right.
I did think it would be a little bit easier than this.
And we have 31 combined violations.
Because these things are flying out of my mouth before I realize it. my brain has been polluted by this radio station. And I hold y'all responsible.
Oh.
So see, this is not even my fault.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I apologize.
When you know you have a problem.
Yes.
Denial.
Until you can admit it's your problem, you're not going
to deny
it.
It's not my problem. Deny. It is y'all's problem.
And there it is.
Society, your society
that's
is
the
made,
essence of why he has 21 this monster. Violations right here.
another 10 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I stand with those who stand against me.
I think what's come out of this is you both realize you have a big, big problem.
Yes.
It's not my fault, but I'm responsible for doing something about it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Can't wait for next Monday. We go back to our lives again.
I am powerless over drops, and that's the first step is to admit that.
Yes.